And now to an issue that's polluting water elsewhere in the country, lead. Part of President Biden's infrastructure law is allocating billions of dollars to states to replace lead water pipes across America. That's a Herculean task, given that the EPA estimates there are as many as 10 million of those pipes across the country. But some local water utilities don't even know where the problematic pipes are. Allison Kite of the Midwest Newsroom reports on how this conundrum is playing out in the middle of the country.
A few years after the Flint water crisis made headlines, Trenton, Missouri faced a crisis of their own. In 2017, officials say lead had been seeping undetected into the residents' drinking water from their service lines or pipes for about 3 years. Ron Erton is the city administrator and oversees Trenton's water utility.
It was kind of a surprise for us because we everything was going good. I hadn't had when we'd taken our lead test previously, everything had been fine.
Lab results showed Trenton's water exceeded federal standards for lead, putting the city's children at risk for lead poisoning. The culprit? A chemical switch Trenton's municipal water utility made back in 2014. It replaced chlorine, which has harmful byproducts, with monochloramine to disinfect its water. But monochloramine can corrode lead pipes, which release toxic metal.
That changed the water chemistry enough, it started would pull that lead out of the lines. Nobody told us that.
That surge in contamination posed a public health concern. Lead is a neurotoxin that affects thousands of kids each year in the Midwest. It can cause ADHD and lower IQ points. Eric Olson is a senior strategic director for the Natural Resources Defense Council.
Unfortunately, it's a lot like drinking your water from a lead straw because these pipes, they're about the thickness of a garden hose and they snake through your front yard. And if it's made out of lead, some of that lead is going to get into your drinking water. It's inevitable.
Like many water utilities, Trenton doesn't know where all of its lead service lines are. The EPA outlawed new lead service lines in 1986. But with the exception of rare cases, it didn't require utilities to remove old ones or even track where they were. State governments have little information on where lead pipes remain. Limited surveys required under a 2018 law count 194,000 service lines, either made of or including some lead, in Kansas, Iowa, Nebraska, and Missouri. But a study drawing from two American Water Works Association surveys estimates more like 747,000 pipes. The Natural Resources Defense Council says those four states have some of the most lead service lines per capita.
Well, I think a lot of people are flabbergasted that no one's even bothered to try to figure out how many lead service lines there are in their community.
The EPA has never required a full inventory of lead service lines until now, according to Jeff Pinson with the Missouri Department of Natural Resources. Initial inventories are due in late 2024.
But I would say once we start doing this for at least, maybe 6 to 8 years, we'll have a lot better idea of, the amount of lead services that we do have in Missouri.
After Trenton discovered its lead problem, it added corrosion controls in late 2018, and lead levels in the water came back down. But it's not enough. President Joe Biden's administration wants to remove the lead lines within the decade. States are waiting for guidance from the EPA on how utilities should conduct their inventories, which may include scouring old records, surveying homeowners, and as a last resort, digging up the pipes to check. Back in Trenton, City Administrator Ron Erton says the city will start by checking its old handwritten books and work orders for information on which houses might have lead pipes. He says the city never considered trying to locate them voluntarily before the EPA mandate.
We have so much water main work we need to do we can't afford already that going and doing something extra wasn't even on the radar.
And they're hoping incoming federal aid will be enough. Over the next 5 years, Missouri is expected to receive $250 million for lead service line replacement. Kansas, Iowa, and Nebraska are also expecting some assistance. But first, they'll have to find the pipes. For Here and Now, I'm Allison Kite.
This story is part of an investigative project with the Missouri Independent and the Midwest Newsroom.